Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
I've got two questions to ask you. One question I don't think I've ever asked you before. Who do you think is better, Derek Carr or Alex Smith? I asked that question because Derek Carr recently retired. Alex Smith obviously been retired for some time. We talk about him potentially being in the Chiefs Ring of Honor. I do think eventually he'll be in the Chiefs Ring of Honor.
Who Which is nonsense to me, by the way. So I apologize for interrupting. Oh, you're good. Alex Smith in the Ring of Honor. What are we doing?
Who do you think is the better quarterback between those two?
So you asked me this earlier today when we were talking about Derek Carr. And my knee jerk was, oh, it's Alex Smith. It's got to be Alex Smith. Then I started looking at the numbers. The answer is Derek Carr. Alex Smith in his career threw for 35,000 yards and 199 touchdowns, went to Pro Bowl three times. There is absolutely nothing wrong with that career. I think sometimes it gets knocked as not being great, but that's a fine NFL career. Meanwhile, Derek Carr threw for more yards, more touchdowns, threw for 41,000 yards, he threw for 257 touchdowns, went to the Pro Bowl more often. He was also at one point top five in MVP consideration, something Alex Smith literally never did in his NFL career. Like, I think history will remember that Derek Carr was a better quarterback than Alex Smith, and it's not like either of them are peppered with massive playoff successes. The knee-jerk was Alex Smith. You do the research. The answer is Derek Carr. Derek Carr was a better NFL quarterback than Alex Smith.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think that both of them are examples of a couple of things. I think there is just a group of quarterbacks in the NFL that are just solid. I think that's what Derek Carr was for quite some time. Now, I think his body eventually failed him, but I think that Derek Carr for a time was pretty clearly a solid quarterback in the league. I think most people would say the same thing about Alex Smith. Like, there was a time where we would compare like 20 different quarterbacks in the league. Oh, he's Alex Smith. Like, he was kind of the example of what it is to have the 13th best quarterback in the league. You could certainly do a lot better than that quarterback. You could do way worse than that other person. I also think that Derek Carr in his career is just going to be, can I read to you the coaches that he had in his NFL career? Because I think a lot of why we feel the way we feel about Alex Smith is eventually someone came to save him. His career was failing. It was going real bad for Alex Smith. Eventually, Harbaugh came and resurrected his career. And then Andy Reid came and resurrected his career and really changed how people felt about him. I mean, these were the coaches that Derek Carr had. Dennis Allen, Tony Sperano, Jack Del Rio, John Gruden, Rich Bisaccia, Josh McDaniels, Kellen Moore. Those are the head coaches that he got in his NFL career. I mean, they didn't really give you a whole lot of chances for a whole lot of success if those are the coaches that you get handed. I think we have learned time and time again, yes, sometimes it is your own talent and the kind of player that you are. A lot of it is also situational. Who you get placed with, what organization you get drafted by, who's around you. Those things matter when you're this talent of quarterback. And Derek Carr just never really had a chance at being much better than what he was. Solid. Derek Carr was going to throw for 20 touchdowns. He was going to have 9 interceptions. Your team might finish over 500. Maybe you could grab a wild card spot. That was kind of all you were going to be if you were a quarterback. So, no, I'm right. Like, if you go back and look at the numbers, it's not really close between the two. Derek Carr had a better completion percentage, threw for more yards, more touchdowns. He is a better individual player. I think most people would feel the way they feel about Alex Smith is somebody eventually came to save him, and nobody ever went to go save Derek Carr.
I also, and I understand why this is a sentiment on the text line, that Derek Carr never won a playoff game. He was 0-1 in the playoffs, and that is part of Derek Carr's story. I also think playoff wins is not a great metric to judge, you know, middling quarterbacks. But one thing about Derek Carr's career that I think people forget, it was 2016. He finished third in the MVP voting. Remember in week 17, or I guess week 16 at the time, he broke his foot. He broke his ankle. And he couldn't start a playoff game. And the Raiders with Matt McGloin, I believe, just got drubbed by the Texans. But you're telling me that a Texans team with Brian Hoyer would have beaten Derek Carr? I don't think so. Now, we'll never know. It's a what if that Raiders fans will sit around and commiserate about, so who cares? But I think playoff wins is a bad metric when comparing these two, because it's not like either of them were just, well, one, they were both okay in the regular season, but one was just a, you know, can't stop machine in the playoffs. They were both, they were very close to Spider-Man meme, but I think Derek Carr had a better career.
Yeah, I mean, I also think, I mean, but the thing I do think I give Alex Smith a lot of credit for, Alex Smith did play well in those postseason games. Like, he is a guy that you and I think you and I have the same opinion about Alex Smith. He also played pretty well. Like, I'm looking back at the, so he has 2 postseason wins in his career. Both are in the wild card round. Like, I don't know how we're beating our chest about playing well in the wild card round, but that's neither here nor there.
One was against Brian Hoyer. I mean, that,
but the other one was against Drew Brees. And in that game, he threw for 300 yards, 3 touchdowns, and no interceptions. Like, you get credit. And he also ran for a touchdown. You get credit for that. Like, Alex Smith is a guy that I think has shown in multiple examples that, hey, I can elevate my play a little bit. Now, you're right. You're going to hit a ceiling at some point. You're going to go up against a better quarterback, and eventually you're going to lose. Both of them had, I think, pretty serviceable careers. Congratulations to Alex Smith. He certainly moved on and had great success post-NFL career. I think that Derek Carr is going to do the exact same. Derek Carr recently retired this weekend from the New Orleans Saints. If you look at the deal, he actually kind of gave them a little bit of a pass financially. They owed him a lot more money than what he ended up walking away with. But physically, he can't perform anymore. Now the Saints go. The Saints might have the worst quarterback situation in the National Football League.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.